Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you might be, and welcome to the To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host on today's To Be show. And for today, we had someone planned, but she has not shown up yet. Someone that has written a book, Pleasing Your Partner, Spiritual Guide to Happiness. And that sounded so interesting to me that I really wanted her on the show, because I think, you know, what I see is that about 50% of the people get divorced, and that's not counting the people that never got married in the first place. So here in Germany, we have the vast majority of people that live together, they are not married. There is a slight shift now in the younger generation. They are actually getting married or are more likely to get married. But the people around between 30 and 50, many of them live together here in Europe and without getting married. Unless they have children, then normally they do consider it. Well, anyway, I want to hear from our author of today, from Tonil, how you can please your partner without losing yourself, you know, how you can please your partner and actually live a fulfilling relationship for both of you. So let me check if Tonil is there now. She is unfortunately not there. We set this up a long time ago, so this might be the reason. My assistant told me today that she's confirmed, but she's not here. Or it could be, because since Blog Talk Radio has this new studio, it's happened to me twice that I called into a show and that were supposed to interview me, and they couldn't see me. They could not see me in the show. So I hope that that is not the case here, that we cannot see Tonil, even so she's listening to us and she's here with us. Well, what shall I say? This is a little bit difficult. Well, let me introduce you to her in case she does come on in a couple of minutes. Tonil M. Jackson is a young lady. She calls herself the queen of multitasking because she serves in various capacities as a wife, as a mother, as an author, as a poet, as a motivational speaker, personal development consultant, an educator, a licensed evangelist, a youth leader, and a radio talk show host. She also has a radio talk show here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, Tonil has been married for almost 10 years, and she says that she has experienced almost every issue that marriage has to offer. And I'm sure after 10 years, you have gone through most issues that marriage has to offer, the good and the bad and the ugly. And her marriage is still standing, and it's actually stronger than ever. So her experiences have taught her that marriage can be trying, but also very, very rewarding. And she's looking at that rewarding part, which I recommend every one of you to do. Look at what works and focus on that, you know, and enjoy what works. She's also a self-proclaimed mother of many. She's been credited with raising over 10 children, four of which are actually her own. She gave birth to them. She has four daughters, Autumn, Arena, Angele, and Jiraiya. And she wrote a children's book some time ago, Four Girls, A Lot of Choices. And I'm sure there are a lot of choices when you have four girls. And that's been published just recently. So let me check back again. I'm sorry, but I need to go from one. Yeah, unfortunately, she's not here. You see, normally I can talk about almost any topic, but I can't talk authentically. I can't talk in all honesty about how to make a marriage work because I've never been married. And I want to think that this is what's the difference between me and a lot of other gurus out there, is that I only talk about stuff that I've personally experienced, that I know, you know, I share techniques that I know work because I've used them and they've worked for me and for my coaching clients. And the same here. I've not been married, so how can I talk about how to make a happy marriage? It's like Catholic priests, you know. They give you education before marriage about marriage. I mean, in all truth, I do not believe in that very much because how can you give counseling on a topic, on a subject that you know nothing about because you've never experienced it? So I think the best thing to do really is to stop the show for today and to get Tania to come to one of our next shows. As you might have noticed, I've not been doing the shows regularly since the middle of October. Why? Because I've been traveling quite a bit. I was in Spain for 2 weeks in my house there because I needed to do some repairs. There was quite a lot of painting and repairing going on over there, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. Of course, I had help. But I love doing this stuff because you see what you do with your hands. You know, I love doing this, anything with my hands. I really enjoy doing that. And they will not, most probably, I'm going to decide within the next 30 minutes, there's most probably not going to be any shows for the next 2 to 3 weeks either. I will do one before Christmas. And, of course, I give a lot of interviews. So if you want to listen to me, I mean, you will be able to hear me almost daily on a Blog Talk Radio show. So just put my name in there and I'm sure you will find a lot of shows that have interviewed me. So you don't have to go without me, ha ha ha. But in my own show, I will probably not do one for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Why? Because I have been invited to speak on a cruise ship. And I'm very, very tempted. I haven't decided yet because I love this pre-Christmas season here in Germany. Everything is so beautiful lit. And I love the candles in my house everywhere. And when it's time to put the Christmas tree up and all that, I don't really want to go elsewhere. And they've invited me to go to some Arabic countries. So the cruise will start from Egypt and then we will go down south. And we will go to the Arabian Emirates and to Muscat. And it's a very tempting offer. You know, they don't pay on cruise ships, but they do give you a nice cruise. And here it's pretty miserable right now. Even though we've had quite a bit of sunshine and no rain, which is rare for November in Germany. But it's cold. And I live next to a lake, and we've got loads and loads and loads of fog. And I tell you, I live all by myself here next to that lake, and when it's foggy, it's pretty, ugh, pretty scary, weird, to say the least. So it's a good time to go away, I'm thinking, and as they want me on a cruise ship, and I love cruising, I will probably take that. And that will happen within the next hour or so. I'm going to decide. I just need to think about it for a few minutes, but I feel that I will decide yes if the offer still stands. It came in yesterday, and if it still stands, then I will probably do it. And I will be back in about 3 weeks. And I hope that you will come back to join us here on the To Be show. And remember, to be or not to be, the choice is yours. Remember my book? I know that most of you have read it. If you haven't yet, please get it from Amazon or get it from the book website. I have a very special offer on the book website. The book website is www.thetobebook.com. And if you go to the book, you will see a special offer, and that is you will get included in your regular book price. So it's just the same price as if you would just get the book. You would have included a CD, The Moments to Be. The Moments to Be are short, inspirational messages and practical tips for a better life. And I get amazing feedback from them. People love them. They're being played on quite a few radio shows already. I'm really proud of them. So if you're interested, you can get the first CD for free by going to www.thetobebook.com. And of course, the title of the book is also my motto for life, to be or not to be. The choice is yours. Our life is in our hands. It is up to us what we make of it. It's up to us how we use the precious time that we have here on planet Earth. So I really recommend that you make the best of your time. Enjoy life, even when it's hard sometimes, and I know that it can be really hard, and I can tell you, I mean, if you would know more about me, you would know that my life has been pretty tough, almost from the word go, but I'm extremely positive. I enjoy literally every day. I find something to enjoy. I find something to look forward to, and it's, you know, it's in your hands. You have that choice. You can be happy because happiness is in the moment, in the right now. So you can be happy by making a decision that I'm going to be happy now. At least for the next few minutes, or for the next hour, or for this evening, or for this week, or for this month. Even so, it might be a bit tough. Just go for it. Make that decision. You deserve happiness. You deserve fulfillment. Go for your dreams and really live it fully. This is Barbara Hofmeister from the To Be Show, and I see you in a few weeks. Love you. Bye-bye.